Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that's the end of the intro music tonight. This is Norman Knight coming to you live from Bowie, Maryland. It's 9 o'clock on a Tuesday night, and that means it's Norman Knight. Today's the day of the Florida primary. Millions and millions of dollars being spent on tearing two people to smithereens, tearing each other apart. Millions of dollars in 3 or 4 days. And nobody's solving any problems. I guess the first thing I want to talk about tonight is what are the big problems that the United States of America faces? 347-945-6713. Is the call-in number. I got it mixed up with my PIN there for a minute. Things have been picking up on the Norman Knight Show, actually, so far. We actually have over 52,000 listens now. Things are starting to pick up here now in January, and so I'd like to thank y'all for coming and paying attention to the Norman Knight Show. Now, I'm supposed to be on here for 60 minutes tonight, so I hope I get some callers. If you're out there listening, you can stop in the chat room and drop off some of your ideas. But what are the big problems that we face in the United States? That's what elections are supposed to be about. How we solve the problems of the United States of America. We're a really unique country. I don't know, something, I'm not feeling well tonight. I don't know what it is. Not 100% sure what. I should have got my coffee before we started. I almost bought a new microphone today. But I would have known that attendance is picking up the way that it actually is. I probably would have bought that microphone. I don't know. Maybe I'll go back tomorrow and get it. I really don't know. Well, I'll tell you one problem we have in America is nobody's working. I don't know how we're going to, how do we solve that problem? You know, everybody's got these old, tried, and true methods from the 20th century. How do we solve that problem? How do we get... I mean, a really hard, cold fact is... we don't need that many people to work. But those people have to have money to buy the things that are being made. The problem is they're not being made by people anymore. What do we do about that? I mean, the really interesting thing, you know, we outsource jobs. What can we find for those people to do here so that there's still some reason to give people money. I know I'm getting really depressed being out of work. I mean, it really sucks. I haven't drawn a paycheck since June 30th, 2011. Maybe it's some of my own fault. Maybe I got a big mouth. Maybe it's the price of revolution. I don't know. How do we get people back to work? What are your ideas? 347-945-6713. I got a lot of space open. Hey, guest 11978, what do you think? What are your big ideas? How are you going to help solve the country's problem? Oh, my gosh. Can everybody... Oh, I hope everybody could have heard me. Have I been dark all this time? I really hope not. You guys in the chat room, have you been able to hear me? Somebody indicate whether or not you could or you couldn't. There's my studio. Oh, gosh. If you can hear me, somebody give me a call, 347-945-6713, or have I been dark? Or if you want me to call you, guest, I will. I'll give you a call. Just give me your number in the chat room. Oh, let me go find out again. All right, can you hear me? Hey, Ben Hundley, how are you? Welcome. Why don't you give us a call? I know you had some big ideas. Give me some ideas. 347-945-6713. You know, people have been laughing at Newt Gingrich because he wants to put a colony on the moon. What? On the surface, it sounds like a crazy idea. I'd like to put a colony on Mars. How do we do it? Come up with ideas. Couple of big problems. Putting anything on Mars or on the moon. Water and oxygen. Though those things are closely connected to each other. 347, come on, give me a call. How do we... Okay, so we establish a moon base so that we can launch our next foray to Mars. In order to make a moon base to live there for any length of time, seems to me that we have to get water up there. How do we do that? Can you manufacture water? I don't know. Can you take hydrogen and oxygen and combine them somehow to get water? Is there any atmosphere on the moon? I don't even know. Somebody call in. Let's bash this Newt idea around. Not just dismiss it as not practical, throw it around. Couldn't we build a permanent base on the moon? I don't know about making it the 52nd state and any of this other crazy stuff, but apparently you got to have 13,000 people inside a jurisdiction according to the Northwest Ordinance in order to apply for statehood. I'm not really interested in the state of the moon or the moon state. You artists out there, what would the flag look like for the moon state? That's an interesting idea. It might be a little fun. But anyway, how do we make water? and how do we manufacture oxygen so that human beings can live, and carbon dioxide so that plants can live, and is there any way to do it to scale? I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. Is anybody out there? Somebody give me an idea. There's one idea. We can work in a new... Hey, there's a caller. Go ahead. You're on 916.
How you doing, man?
I'm not too bad. Have you been able to hear me the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay, because I had a, in the chat room, I don't know, it appeared that I had the sound turned off.
Oh, okay.
But that might be separate from the show itself. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's...
So it looks like Nuke got pounded today.
Yeah, that was more or less expected, though. I'm watching a high speed.
Is it still 20 points? It was 20 points
No, I'm watching a high speed chase. It's in the southern part of the county.
You mean a real one?
Oh, a real one, yeah. There's a helicopter following it and a bunch of cop cars. And I don't, you know, these things happen every now and then, but as soon as they hook on, once that helicopter's on there, that's all they broadcast. And it's a truck. I don't know how this guy. And it's, oh, he just got off the highway. Okay. Now that's going to, yeah, that's dangerous when they do that. Because now they'll be going through the streets. I hope nobody gets hurt.
So what's new out there on the coast?
Well, we're enjoying the 60-degree days.
Well, we had one of those here today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There were goddamn mosquitoes all over the place, too. They all hatched, you know, prematurely.
Really?
Yeah. I got tulips coming up. You know, it's like, that's not supposed to happen yet.
Yeah, they got to have the, I don't know. They got to have 6713. They got to have the pond tourney.
Yeah.
They got to have the pond tourney on the parking lots in Buffalo.
Mm. Yeah.
Leave your ice skates. Don't bring your rollerblades.
Right. Yeah, I imagine. It's just, this is the weirdest one I've seen so far as winter. I mean, we've had some drought conditions, but not with these temperatures, you know. But there's a stream of air that comes, you know, through the north, and it's very high, and it's keeping all that cold air away from us. So,
well, yeah, the Gulf Stream's trapped up in not the Gulf Stream. The what are they called?
I don't know. It is the Gulf Stream.
No, the Gulf Stream's the current out in the ocean.
Oh, okay, well.
The Jet Stream.
Yeah, that's it.
The
See, here's
Jet
the thing.
Stream, it's stuck up above the Canadian border.
Well, I know. We normally get like about maybe a dozen waves of storms, and they call it the Pineapple Express. And they come run right after the other, boom, 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 and that's where all the rain comes. And we haven't had a single one. So, yeah, the farmers are really hurting. You know, I expect that.
Really?
Most of our, you know, like, vegetables, and I imagine meat and milk and all that's going to go way up this year. Because they're having to import hay from all over the place.
No kidding.
Just to keep these animals fed. Yeah, there's nothing. By now they usually have a, you know, these lush green fields all over the place, and the cows just eat whatever they want. But there's nothing there. You know. I mean,
wow.
There's these little tiny plants, but they're nothing. You know, nothing significant. So. Yeah, that's And the other thing too is kind of interesting. You were talking about jobs and all that, and I think we had talked about farming maybe a couple weeks back, I think.
Right.
And it turns out now that's quite a big thing. Given the age of most farmers are up in years, very few young people are getting involved in it. And what they've got going on now, I believe it's nationwide, is a thing called FarmLink. And they're mostly small farms, and they're looking for partners. So you partner with these farmers, and basically you're going to buy half the farm, live there, you'll have a trailer or whatever, and you're going to be a 50% owner in the farm. And a lot of them are not big. I mean, they're, 20 acres, 50 acres, whatever, which is a lot, but not for a farm, really. And they're all over the place. I couldn't believe how many were close by here. And I mean,
the fact remains, you could close every small farm in America and you still wouldn't miss it because the big commercial farms produce 99% of all the stuff anyway.
Right, but you aren't going to be growing the crap they grow. Feed corn and genetically modified crops. You're going to be doing organic food, and you're going to be doing the more rare things, probably fruits and nut trees, orchards, things of that sort that have a good market and a good price. So that's the thing. They're going to be their specialties,
Uh-huh.
Because there's no point in growing corn. It's ridiculous, You wouldn't get enough water here to do it anyway. So there's no point.
Oh, wait, I got to know. Hold on a second. You're on 202. Go ahead.
Greetings, Norm. This is Ben Hundley.
Hi, Ben. We don't use names here, but that's okay.
Oh, okay. I thought you referenced me a little earlier, but that's okay.
Well, I did in the chat room, but that's,
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I don't mind. I just, some people get upset with that. So what's your big idea? Come up with a big idea. Tonight's big idea night.
Big idea? Well, I liked your idea earlier that we should, send a manned ship to Mars. I think that would be pretty cool.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Wouldn't
that give us something to do?
Is that all we're looking for?
To do?
I'm looking to produce something.
There's no work to do in America.
There's plenty of stuff to do.
Well, design a space station, that'll give people jobs. I guess NASA could do it.
We all have to do it.
Yeah, we could all do it together.
Fine there, cult.
What's
maybe
it?
Going to Mars isn't the way to put people back to work. How do we do it then?
Well, it depends what's on Mars. Is there some rare mineral or something we can drill for? I want a product. I don't want just a.
Isn't there water on Mars?
They did. They discovered some riverbeds, proving that there was water at one time.
Yeah.
As far as I understand.
So if there's H2O, there's also O.
Yeah, I guess it could have been carbon liquid or something of that nature.
Mm.
Or it could have been H2O.
Or it could,
if it is
yeah,
H2O, then there's oxygen present.
Yeah, that seems to make sense.
I think it would be... Do you remember when that little vehicle went to Mars and sent the pictures back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was cool.
How long ago was that now? That was 5 years ago or something?
Oh, God, my children were very young. So that had to be 25 years ago.
Oh,
maybe 20 years ago. What was the name of that little thing? It was like a little robot vehicle. And it sends live pictures back, you know? And you can get on your computer and see live transmissions from Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Now we Skype American Idol. Jesus. I don't know. I want to know how we put people back to work. Somebody else call. Somebody out there listening.
Well, let's see. Well,
what is there to do?
Farming, and now let me think what else. Well, of course, there's the whole energy thing. Obviously, we could do a hell of a lot more there.
Yeah, okay.
Energy.
So
yeah, we these are.
Yeah.
The pipeline?
Well, you know, I like the idea of the pipeline. It would probably be the safest pipeline in the country. I mean, a lot of the older pipelines are, we talk about infrastructure. A lot of these older pipelines, basically need to be replaced. So there's a hell of a lot of work out there that can be done. Now, the other thing, which...
are these pipelines... I don't remember... I mean, I'm not sure. Are these pipelines above ground?
Generally, they're under, but they're shallow. They're usually underground with about maybe 3 to 5 inches of soil on top.
I thought I saw pictures of the Alaska pipeline.
Different. That's elevated.
And that's because the ground is frozen.
Right, you couldn't bury it anyway, yeah.
But that's a great idea. Why not have them all above ground? And then if they do break, they have to be easier to fix.
Yeah, well, remember, if it's only, 5 inches below the surface, it's not like it's that difficult to get to. But they do that to keep people from screwing around with them. You know, all these yahoos that... driving their trucks and shooting at stuff. Well, guess what they shoot at? Pipelines. So, anyway, so you do that just to prevent the vandalism, But there's one thing that I just caught some of it today. Since we're not going to use most of the gas that's, being taken out of Marcellus and the Utica Shale,
well, supposedly we have huge natural gas reserves.
Yeah, well,
Lake Erie is supposed to be a giant natural gas preserve.
Right. The Marcellus peters out when it gets to there, but underneath that is the Utica, and the Utica has oil in it. Now it's
Utica, New York.
It was named after Utica. Yeah. But it's an enormous formation that's about, I think it's 2,000 more feet below Marcellus. And that one, it's already being tapped in Ohio. And apparently it's an enormous formation. The estimates are incredible as to what's under it. But here's the deal. All that Marcellus gas has nowhere to go. And it's probably all going to be liquefied and sold to either Europe or Japan.
Now, what if there's a spark under there? Does the whole thing blow up?
I don't. Yeah, that's interesting. I suppose there is a potential for.
I mean, how do you mine it without producing any sparks?
Hmm. Yeah, you got to remember, there's also a lot of water involved.
All right, well.
You're pushing water in and you're pulling water out. I mean, there's no way around it. That's how natural gas is produced. So, so I've not heard of any accidents of that sort.
Okay, so how many people can dig up oil and gas?
I really don't know how many people are employed. I mean, we're talking thousands of rigs, They all need maintenance.
You know, it seems the only thing we make in America now are cops and nurses.
Yeah, well. Oh, teachers.
Chime in here, Ben.
Oh, sorry. I was, I think something has to be said as well for the environmental risks that we encounter with the pipeline. I think it could put a lot of people back to work, give people jobs, that is. But there is as I follow it.
I mean, what's the risk? Somebody explain the risk to me.
Well, there's always risk, you know.
Okay. What's the worst case scenario? The pipeline is blown up by terrorists.
Yeah, that's one possibility.
So what happens to the environment?
Well, here's, you know, my suggestion.
Here's one for you. I was reading about this today. The mammal population of the Everglades is being depleted by Burmese pythons.
Mm.
There are literally thousands of them now in the Everglades from people letting their pets go.
Well, there's a job.
How
for...
do you get rid of Burmese pythons?
Well, so we
Burmese
hire
what?
1,000 people and we give them machetes and they go for it.
I don't know. The Everglades is awful big.
Yeah, well, you know.
How do we keep, I don't even know what kind of carp they are from getting into the Great Lakes.
Oh, yeah, those,
they jump out of the water and they knock people out. They kill people when they jump out of the water and hit them in the head.
Yeah, I think they're in some lakes near in...
In Chicago.
In Chicago, yeah. All right.
And, if they get into Lake Michigan, the game's over.
Yeah. Well, it may surprise you to know that a lot of tropical fish live in Pennsylvania, Idaho, Nevada. I mean, they're all around. People have let these things loose.
I'd be a liar if I sat here and said I haven't, you know, got tired of an aquarium and put the fish in a river or lake somewhere.
Yeah, but people have done. I mean, people have been doing that for years. And
right, you can see the golden carp all over Lake.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I used to catch those with the small boat harbor.
Uh huh.
You know, you'd be fishing. You know, whatever you get. And I'd get these monster goldfish, you know.
That's right.
We always threw them back. I mean, there was no point in keeping them. The first time I went deep sea fishing.
Yeah.
I pulled out a red snapper. And I threw it back. I said, that's a golden carp, you know. And people are staring at me. Why the hell did you throw that fish back? I said, it's a carp. And they said, there's no carp here. That's a red snapper.
You ever been deep sea fishing, Ben?
Yeah, well, anyway.
Deep sea fishing, wow. Well, I only go for the bass and the... Yeah.
Oh, you're a freshwater fisherman.
Freshwater, right, that's right, yeah. Never been deep sea fishing.
But... you don't have to tell us, but are you working?
Working? Well, I just had an informational interview the other day over at True Blue.
What is an informational interview?
Well, that's what they tell you to do these days, you know, go for the informational interviews, so... Well, I'm working on my certification.
To do what?
For teaching. So I'm trying to be a teacher.
What would you like to teach?
English.
Oh, yeah, there's a shortage of those. Sorry, I couldn't resist it.
What are you going to do? Well,
I'm out of work.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something.
It sucks.
Not exactly.
Well, yeah, you and Mitt Romney, you live off your investments.
Well, hey, you know, I pay my 9%.
You know, I think it would be interesting. I would die to know what would happen, even though I don't believe it's double taxation.
Oh, ho, ho.
If there was no tax on corporations, but dividends were taxed at 40%.
Wow.
I wonder what corporations would do.
Well, they'd stop paying dividends.
Then
there'd
who
be no
wants point. Stock?
Well, there are ways around it, but essentially, you know, a lot of people depend on these things, and you know, and it's mostly retired people and pension funds. So, you know,
pension funds buy bonds, not
pension funds buy whatever. You know, generally they tend to lean towards equities. Because they get a better return.
So tell me, Ben, how hard is it to get certified these days?
How hard is it? Well, I'm trying to figure out.
What do you have to do?
Well, it's a 5-year process and all that jazz. Well, something crazy like that. But yeah, it's not too terrible.
So you have to do like an internship, but what did they used to call it?
Yeah.
You had to be like a student teacher for a while. And
did you think about, what is that thing called? Teach for America?
Yeah, I had a friend who did that, and he was in down in the South, in Texas, I believe, and It was a stepping stone for him. Sure enough.
Oh, it is for a lot of people. You know who does teach for or did? Well, they must be done by now. But remember School of Public Service?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I remember the perky blonde girl. Her brother went to St. Albans. I think that was the same year you were there.
Yeah, definitely rings a bell.
Well, anyway, she taught for America.
Okay.
And my daughter actually
that's good.
Is looking into a program, actually in social work. And it's a 4-year program, 2 years of which you spend in the Peace Corps.
Yeah, no, Peace Corps I had some reservations about when I was looking at
why?
It.
Why? Because you go to see it. Not so you might get posted to Somalia, huh?
Oh. Yeah, well, I have the. Well, I don't speak.
Hey,
Somali,
I just had a question in my head, and maybe you can answer it, Colt.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a U.S. military base in Stuttgart?
In where?
Stuttgart.
Stuttgart.
Yes. I know there's one in Frankfurt, but I wanted
to.
Oh,
let me see. I think the closest one, I think Ramstein Air Base is fairly close.
Isn't that in Frankfurt?
No. Ramstein is further south. Rhein-Main is in Frankfurt.
Okay.
And so let me think. There's. See, I don't know if they're still open. I think Ramstein is still open. And then there was another one called Kaiserslautern. And those were all in the Stuttgart area.
Okay, because I just got there's a school from Stuttgart that's interviewing here next week.
Oh, okay.
Do you know about Why can't I think of the Carney Sando Ben?
Oh, we're back to talking about.
About teaching school.
My prospects. Well, the Carney Sando. The thing is, with Carney Sando, they wanted you to specify the area where you wanted to teach, and they only gave five. Well, I don't want to say anything bad about Carney Sando. But that's a good one. Okay. I'm going to sit down and talk Carney Sando on the air. Oh, dear, that would get me in trouble. No.
What about going and teaching at St. Albans? They love to bring alums back.
Yeah, well, I did meet with somebody there.
For an informational interview?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, there was a time, and maybe it's past, when, Catholic schools and such, you know, would hire, I mean, you didn't need more than an associate's degree to teach in their elementary school.
Those days are gone.
Are they all gone now? Okay. I just remember Bob Beale. Remember when he used to teach at those schools and that?
Oh, yes, and he beat that kid up and they fired him.
Oh, well,
then he joined the Navy.
Yeah.
Became a
pharmacy
mate.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Haven't heard from him
I heard he got out of the Navy and was born again.
Oh,
everybody's
really?
Born again.
Well, not me. Once was
hey,
enough.
Hey, if you're out there listening, 347-945-713. I haven't been born again either.
Well, if I'd be born again if I came out younger, but, you know, screw it. I'm not getting anything out of that.
Oh, man.
I know.
Let's just chat room, see if anybody else is. Nah, nobody else tonight. But that's okay. I want to know, how do we get broadband across the country, everywhere for free?
Yeah. Pretty expensive.
No, it can't be expensive.
Well, it depends. I mean, you know, if we're talking satellite, then that's a different thing. That would work. But look, you can't even get...
You have to solve a problem to do satellite.
Yeah.
The problem is the upload. You know, your little bitty iPhone isn't going to have enough juice to go back to the satellites.
Right, of course. You know.
And then the way around that is you send it to a cell tower, which sends it to the satellite.
Yeah.
And then it takes an hour and a half.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, building these towers, there's nothing cheap about it. You know, that's why they, you know, use buildings and existing structures, you know, to set up their dish, but you know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, it's just not profitable. You know, there are cornfields in Iowa where, you know, they don't need it.
Right, but
you aren't going
to
get enough customers.
I don't want it to be done by profit.
Oh, well.
Why can't the post office redesign itself and become the broadband distributor for the country?
Well, because they'd probably lose 40% of the money before they even got to the project.
Why?
Because that's what government does.
Oh, that's just nonsense. I'm sick of hearing all that crap.
Oh, come on. I got a $500 toilet seat waiting here for you. Just send me the check.
Can you imagine if
somebody...
everything would change if we had universal, the Panera principle. That's my big idea.
Mm.
And everybody wants to make a buck off it. The same thing they tried to do with turnpikes in the beginning. Everybody was charging a toll. Finally, the government just took them over.
Well, you telling me the government isn't charging tolls?
Well, I'm talking about in the early 1800s.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes they make sense. For example, the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, you pay your money, and that pays for the maintenance. I mean,
well,
they
what about all the private ferrymen that puts out of business?
Well, there's there are still ferries operating, but they go from from the south, you know, from let me think. Well, I'm trying to think where they are now. There aren't a hell of a lot of them because you've got some really good bridges getting into San Francisco. So, I mean, there are a few that are still out there, but you know.
Why should the metro? Why should it cost anything to ride the metro?
Well, here's the thing. Now, this is, you know, just San Francisco. They're making it more and more expensive to drive. In other words, they're raising the parking rates and what have you. And the idea is to force people on the they call it BART, which is the Bay Area Regional.
Do they still have those funny cable cars?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, they still got those.
Are those for real people or just the tourists?
Oh, no, they're functional. That's the real thing.
You ever been to San Francisco, Ben?
A couple times. Once on tour.
So you've been on the cable cars.
Yep, I've taken the BART into the city. It's a good one. I don't know. You know, you're in the plein air, so you're open air.
I've never been in San Francisco, so I can't tell you. What does BART stand for?
Bay Area Regional Transit.
Oh, Regional Transit.
Right. And Dallas has DART. Dallas Area Regional Transit. Now,
Maryland has MARC.
See, I often wondered what would happen if Fresno ever got regional transit. I don't know what that's called. BART, yeah.
BART, that would be great. but Maryland has MARC, which is Maryland Rail Corporation. And Virginia has VRE, Virginia Rail Express. Well, just don't try to make driving more expensive. Driving less expensive.
Yeah, well, if years, well, I would say maybe 10 to 15 years ago, I didn't mind driving to San Francisco. But it's so much worse now. I mean, it takes forever just to get on the bridge, pay your money.
So if you were going to go to San Francisco, how would you go? On the train?
I'd probably take a bus or fly.
Fly?
Mm-hmm.
Is it right across the bay?
Well, from where I am, it's still, around 100-some miles.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that far.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I can drive there in little over an hour. it's nice to have a car.
If we had universal broadband, the whole country would change. People wouldn't have to go to work. They could work from home. They could work from anywhere.
No, if I work at McDonald's, I can't, you know, do that from home.
Enough of working at McDonald's. Those aren't jobs.
But the service sector is the biggest employer, I mean, in the country. So what are you going to do with that? You know, service requires that you be there.
Unless you have robots, I suppose.
Yeah.
If nobody had to go to work. I mean, this is just a big idea, and I'm just throwing a big idea around here. Free metro. Free broadband.
Okay.
Paid
well,
for by everyone.
Yeah. But you've got a country that's in debt up to its eyeballs. How much more do you think we can borrow to do this?
It would crush the country to get out of debt. We would fall apart.
Yeah, except that...
I think, yeah.
Do you realize what would happen if every federal bond was paid off? It would be a disaster.
Well, you can't do that because we are the fiat currency. So a certain amount of debt has to be there in excess of what we actually need.
And why
we're very,
is that?
And we're very fortunate right now because with everything that's going on in Europe and Japan and China, that our bonds are very, very popular. So this is a great situation.
Yeah, everybody's buying treasuries.
Well, yeah, they have to, you know. But you also have people who are completely paranoid, and they just put all their money in there and wait to see what happens. Well,
and this is a great time for us to be selling treasuries because the interest is almost zero.
Well, yeah, well, it depends what you're selling, you know, but... But the thing is that, you know, there's banks are sitting on huge amounts of money, corporations are sitting on huge amounts of money, and nobody wants to invest. They're afraid.
You want to get them to invest it? Well,
oh,
this is, how about this for an idea?
What's that?
Let the Fed turn on the inflation jet. And
well,
you'll see that
are
get
doing
that.
They're sort of doing
you'll
that.
You'll see them get that money into real investment so fast your head will spin.
Well, we haven't seen it yet, but QE3 is on its way. So I think it's inevitable. I've been saying this for a while now.
Remind me what UE1 and 2 were.
Well... They claim,
Are these the adjustment things from the Secretary of the Treasury?
Well, he's, you know, there's one thing you got to know is that the Fed has actually been making money on a lot of these deals. And they turn those billions back to the Treasury. So, you know, it's, I don't know how much further it's going to go, but... From what Bernanke said last week, they still see a very weak economy. And they're keeping interest rates low. Now they're talking about as long as 2014. I mean, near zero rates, you know, effectively for the next 3 years.
Well, the other way the government can start buying. The government is not prohibited from buying public offerings.
Oh, they can. Well, yeah, there are a lot of things they can do. But and we saw it. I mean, certainly TARP was a good example of it.
I mean, we bought General Motors, right?
Yeah.
And then they sold it. We sold it back to them.
Well, they sold it.
We sold it back to them and the union.
Right. And the poor shareholder, the poor bondholders who only got 10% on their money. Oh, they should have got everything. But anyway, this is sort of interesting from a historical perspective.
Wait, no, I'm not going to let that pass. General Motors never went bankrupt, so the bonds never liquidated. The bondholders still hold those bonds, and they're still clipping tickets out.
No. When they the judge who was in charge of the bankruptcy?
There was no bankruptcy.
They
never went to bankruptcy.
Those bonds
now, if
are,
people were
those
getting,
bonds
now,
are
people,
history. They are gone.
People went into panic and sold them at 10% on the dollar.
No, you don't know anything at all about this, do you?
I
now,
do.
Yeah, well, here's how it works. When you have a large bankruptcy of this sort, it doesn't just go to a court. A judge is assigned, and he works it out. Okay, so this federal judge works it out, and part of the deal was that the bondholders would get a share of the company. And they got essentially 10% of the company.
Okay.
The majority of the stock. Right. They got stock in the company. That's exactly right. Now, the government still holds, I believe, something like a third of the outstanding shares. And I believe then the unions have their portion.
They have I think it's 25%.
Right, and then there was the, and then when the
oh
when
wait,
the
comp- I got another call here.
Oh,
hold
here
on,
we
please.
Go.
Hey, join in with us. What are your big ideas?
I was hoping to call in before the show ended and see if anyone had talked about the Republican primary today.
Oh. The Republican primary today. Well, we've been talking about big ideas like going to the moon.
Who cares about going to the moon?
So the Republican primary, the Newtster will fight on another day.
All I have to say about the Republican primary is how can you not love Ron Paul?
Exactly.
How could you not love Ron Paul? You're not going to get an argument from me. He may be the only Republican I would think about voting for.
Oh, he's great.
I think he got 7%.
Yeah, he didn't do too well, but he's great. Of course he's not going to win because, I mean, Republicans hate him.
Oh, yeah. I do recognize this number.
I hope so.
Republicans don't hate Ronnie Paul. Not real Republicans.
I don't know how you could hate anyone who just wants to read the Constitution.
Yeah, that's pretty much the deal.
He doesn't read the Constitution exactly right. And, I mean, let's face it. The Constitution is just the money class is making sure they stay on top, but I don't want to get into that right now.
Oh, yeah.
So what are we talking about tonight?
Well, we were just talking about General Motors and how the government bought it.
Do you own a General Motors car, don't you?
No, I own a Chrysler car.
That's not General Motors?
Chrysler.
No, it's a Jeep.
I thought that was General Motors.
No. Chrysler owns Jeep. Unless they've actually, they may even have spun Jeep off. The Chrysler still owns Jeep, right?
Chrysler is privately held now, so it's not. I forget. There's a huge.
But Chrysler got a bailout too. Chrysler took the money too.
Oh, of course they did.
And they gave it all back.
I mean, exactly.
Everybody's paid everybody back.
We still got all that stock we got to get rid of.
General Motors is making a profit.
It's so nominal, it's barely worth mentioning.
They're the biggest car manufacturer in the world again.
Yeah, well, I hope they make some money so the stock goes up and the government
the
can sell it.
The Feds got their money back from General Motors.
Oh, bullshit.
I'm sorry. The way I understand it to be.
I think I read, didn't Ford have their most profitable year in the last 10 years?
Ford?
That could be,
Ford didn't take any money.
Yeah, you know why? Because many years before 2008, They did all the restructuring and all the painful stuff they had to do to make sure that they were solvent. And it was an enormous undertaking. It buried their stock for years. And now, of course, they're a very healthy company.
Well, anybody who's in the business of manufacturing cars should be thinking of another company soon.
Well, I don't know. I don't see much alternative. I mean, I'm going to be driving cars probably till my dying day.
Looks like Ben left. We'll see you, Ben. I hope you're still out there listening. Thanks for calling. We have been cooking here on the Norman Knight Show. And we got the last 5 minutes. So, 875, what's your big idea for saving the country? For making the country better? For bringing us out of this funk? For getting people jobs?
To be honest, the country for me right now is pretty good. I don't know what everyone's...
My fingers are turning white. I'm gripping the desk so hard.
I don't know what everyone's griping about. I'm pretty happy.
There you go.
All right. Good for you. Mitt Romney.
Don't change a thing.
Why don't you sing me a few bars of... God bless America. You and Mitt can sing together.
Listen, there is no other country I would want to live in.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to remember one thing about Mitt. I mean, he's been saying it throughout his campaign, but he says, I want to build a military so big that nobody in the world would ever mess with us. Well, guess what, dude? You've already got the biggest military in the freaking world. And people still mess with us.
We spend more money on the military than the whole rest of the world spends on theirs.
And then you had Rick Perry. He wanted to invade Iraq all over again. I mean, these people seriously think that they're capable of being a president.
Well, I wish they'd make me president tomorrow.
Norm, what do you think about Facebook going public?
I am shocked that he let it go public.
Well, I don't think it's going public yet.
I thought the IPO was yesterday.
No, it's supposed to happen tomorrow. I mean, they're going to file for it, and then the IPO will be sometime later this year.
And what will the, is there any idea what it's going to value at and how many shares they're going to put out?
I haven't seen that yet because that tends to fluctuate depending on the demand. So they'll come out with a number. I think they're only going to release a very small portion of the shares, maybe 5%, something of that sort.
Well, no, they can't do that.
Oh, yes,
they can't put part of it public and keep private. Publicly held.
The offering will only be 5% of the company. That's how these things work.
No, the offering be the entire company, and those people will be able to trade their privately held shares in for public shares.
That does happen. But the people who currently own shares, they can't sell them for, I think, 6 months.
The people who own shares are going to get an equivalent value in public shares.
Right, of course.
And then the company is going to raise more capital. A stock offering is to raise capital.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Only a tiny portion of the company is going to be floated, meaning that it's available to the public. And it's only going to be probably in the range of 5%.
Well,
so those...
What they're going to do is they're going to increase the overall value of the company by that much money.
Right, depending on what it sells for. And one thing you can be sure of, let's say they determine a price of, let's just say, $100 a share. When that hits the market, it's going to soar. I mean, it would not surprise me to see it double in a matter of weeks.
If how about hours?
Yeah, it could happen.
It'll happen that day. But the company only gets number of shares offered times initial offering.
Right. Well, here's, you know, what I'm saying is that the majority of the shares in the company will not be traded and cannot be traded until, you know, there's a waiting period. And I believe it's 6 months to where then Zuckerman can sell his shares on the open market. Now, he can sell them privately. You know, he's been doing that, I'm sure. But
I don't think he has at all. But anyway, this is something for another week. Norman Knight is done for another Tuesday. And it has been a great discussion, and thank you all for calling. And I'll talk to you next week.
Okay,
this was
guys.
Fun. We had 5 callers. I'm happy.
All right.
Norman Knight signing off. More big ideas, people. Bring them next week. And remember, every Tuesday, 9 o'clock, blogtalkradio.com/NormanKnight. And we'll see you next week.
As soon as I get to the bathroom, I'll come up with another good idea. Take care.
All right.
Good night.
Bye-bye.